Fielder takes one low and inside for ball one in this Class 3A regional championship game underway here in Sabetha. Next pitch, ground ball playable to Foley. Second base, easy field, and an easy fire to Griffin at first for out number one.
Two pitches in, a ground ball to your second baseman, and a clean play there from Foley. And easy 4-3 put out for out number one.
Here's my favorite matchup, pitcher v. pitcher. Dane Johnson steps in. Of course, fantastic in relief, pitching that seventh inning, retiring the Blue Jays 1-2-3. So he'll start today with 15 pitches on his clock. He takes that first pitch from Kaler outside for ball one. Johnson reached in one of his four at-bats against the Blue Jays, and that was via the air. Had a couple of lineouts and a ground out as well. One ball, one strike, one out, bases empty, top one, just getting going, no score, regional championship. Here in Sabetha, Cyclones and Eagles, ooh, good off-speed pitch and a swing and a miss there. Kaler had Johnson all tangled up, and it's quickly 1-2.
Yeah, Kaler pulled the string there, now way ahead in the count, 1-2.
Big spot for Kobe. Here's the pitch, and another off-speed. This time, Johnson catching a piece on the end part of the bat to stay alive at 1-2.
Left to right across the infield, Schoenfelter, Hughes, Foley, and Griffin. Out in the outfield, left to right, Bennett, Hayes, and Whistler. But the battery mate for Kaler is Chase Hewins.
Here's the 1-2, another off-speed. Again, a little more contact, but yet another foul ball. So it's still 1-2 on Dane Johnson.
Defensively playing pretty much straight away here against Johnson.
Get you that defensive alignment here momentarily as sending this one out to shallow center and dropping it in nicely for a two-strike, one-out single. That is Dane Johnson, first hit of this championship game.
Yep, first hit of the championship game. First time reaching base via the hit for Johnson here today. Got some speed, and that brings up the ever
dangerous
Drew Womack.
Had an RBI single in that win against the Blue Jays, and now steps in for the first time, and he pitches it to Griffin on a line, the catch at first, and he tags the bag for the double play. Bang, bang, and that quickly ends the inning.
Unbelievable double play. Beckham Griffin playing his position. He's holding the runner Johnson on, steps off the bag, catches the line drive, steps on the bag. The three unassisted double play.
Johnson's one-out single does no harm. Half an inning in, a regional championship here in Sabetha. No score with the Cyclones coming up to bat for the first time against, that will be Dane Johnson. We'll do that after a timeout here on KMZA.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
There's no community like a Cinex community. That's why every Cinex store is proud to serve theirs. By supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. Your local Cinex doesn't just work in your town, it lives there. The store next door, powered locally at Cinex.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Class 3A Regional Baseball Championship game here in Sabetha. We go to the bottom of the first, no score. First time up for Riverside. Keegan Hughes and Dane Johnson delivers a strike call here. So Hughes at 1-1 to begin the bottom of the first inning. Kaler and Griffin will follow. Johnson's next pitch low and away, and it's 2-1. Keegan in the semifinal win against Maranatha, four at bats. He reached three of the four times, including a single. He scored three times as well. But puts this on the ground, right side to Kruger, well fielded, and a good fire to first in time for out number one.
Well, both teams starting off the same way, just a couple pitches in, and a ground ball to the second baseman for out number one.
Here is Kaler, pitcher v. pitcher, as Kaler worked around a one-out single by Silver Lake in the top half of the inning, and now he gets his first at-bat against Dane Johnson. Johnson's first pitch delivered and missing a little bit away for ball one. Now, Kaler against Maranatha earlier today, reaching three times, two hits, single and a double. That double provided an RBI. Now he puts a charge into this one out in the left field, but Ross playing it perfectly, just one step to his left, and makes the catch for out number two.
It's an update that I said earlier that Riverside defeated D. West softball 19-0. They defeated Maranatha softball at D. West.
Yeah, so baseball beating Maranatha in the semifinals. Riverside softball taking care of the Eagles first round of the softball tournament today. Off-speed pitch to Beckham Griffin, missing upstairs for ball number one. Dane Johnson trying to work swiftly here in this first inning. And next one in there missing for ball two. Now, Beckham entered today with a 3.39 average, and he reached in three of his four at-bats against the Eagles earlier today, a single and a couple of walks. He also had an RBI. He fouls this one away, two balls and one strike.
Okay. Eagles went down in order, three up, three down. But Riverside trying to not allow that to happen for them in the bottom half here.
Riverside, they have won five consecutive games, including that win against Maranatha earlier today. Now the count 3-1 on Beckham Griffin. No score, bottom one. Just freshly off and underway here. There's a called strike on the inner edge. Now the count runs full here on Beckham Griffin.
Breaking pitch on the inner half there, and tough to take there for Beckham.
3-2 by Johnson, and it's hit out towards left field, and it drops in for a base hit. Nicely done for Beckham.
Kind of sawed him off there, an inside fastball from Dane Johnson, but strong hands getting it through Beckham Griffin, lofting it over the shortstop, Ray, for the two-out single.
Luke Bennett's now up. He entered today with a 3.86 average and a big two RBI single in the fourth inning against Maranatha, and then added a double in his last at-bat. He'll ground this to third, Kibbe at third over to first in time for the out. So quick work there by Luke Bennett, says he is retired 5-3. Both teams putting a base runner on in the first, both coming up empty. We go to the second inning. No score here in this regional title game.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland. Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go to the second inning on a KNZA Class 3A Regional Championship game in Sabetha. No score, Riverside and Silver Lake. Kobe Kaler back to work. First pitch to Kipton Kruger in the dirt for ball one. So top of the second underway, and the next one low and inside. Now, Kip Kruger again pitched a masterful game in the semifinal win against the Blue Jays. Six innings, just one run allowed, and takes a called strike here. And battling against Kobe Kaler for the first time here today. Kibbe and Renfro will follow. You're in the away second. That one's low and inside. Might have caught the foot,
yep.
And it did. Kruger gets hit by the pitch, and he'll take first. Unfortunate start there for Kaler and Riverside. A leadoff base runner for Silver Lake, and that brings up Miles Kibbe.
Kibbe had a great play to end that top or bottom half of the first inning. Strong throw from third base, and Kibbe today is looking to get on base the first time via the hit. He reached earlier today, though, B-Tab, with a walk and an error.
Yep, those two opportunities, reaching in his four at-bats in the win against Sabetha. And there's the throw to first, back safely Kruger. Defensively behind Kaler, you got Hewins catching, Schoenfelder at third, Hughes at shortstop. You got Foley at second, Griffin at first, Bennett, Hayes, and Whistler left to right field. Fastball missing outside corner, and now Kibbe, who has worked to count to 3-1.
Kind of a gap between third and short right now for Kibbe, as you got Hughes shading towards second base.
And this one's hit high in the air out towards the line and right, and running near the fence, jumping over the fence. Boy, heck of an opportunity there, and a try by Whistler, and he'll hop the fence, get the foul ball, and now the count's 3-2.
You keep saying fence. That's a brick wall.
And so chopped down at the knees.
That's going to hurt a little bit more than just your typical chain link fence.
He kind of braced himself and still kind of went over, but heck of a try by Whistler. But we'll try it with Kibbe here at 3-2. Runner at first, nobody out here in the second. No score. Regional title game here in Sabetha today. Next pitch by Kaler is a ground ball, slow roller, fully at second, only play is at first. High throw, Griffin's foot comes off the bag, but he gets it down in time.
Yep, good adjustment there by Beckham Griffin, but smart play there from Foley. He knew that the speed of Kruger had no chance at second, had to make a quick play to first. And
now productive at bat both ways. If you're Silver Lake and Kibbe, you move the runner into scoring position with one out. If you're Sabetha, you get that first out of the inning. And the first pitch here to Ben Renfro. The lead missing a little bit inside for ball one.
You might have to shut that window there, buddy. You got papers flying.
This gosh darn win, I tell you what. The 1-0 in there for a strike. 1-1 here on Ben Renfro.
First time in this game, either team's had a runner in scoring position. That's Kruger out at second base.
And now hit high in the air down the right field line, tailing foul territory, and in fact landing in foul territory. So Renfro behind in the count, 1-2. Kruger the runner at second at one out here in the second. Looking for our first run of this regional title game, Silver Lake and Riverside. Cyclones defeated Maranatha 15-5 in six innings in the first semifinal today, and then it was Silver Lake 5-1 over Sabetha. Kaler taking his time out of the stretch. Here is the 1-2.
Oh,
Renfro in there, called strike three. Got him on the outer edge.
Just a golly, that was a tight curve coming from Kaler. And Renfro had no response to that as soon as that pitch came in. He stood there frozen.
First strikeout today for Kaler. Two outs, runner at second. Now it's up to Monholland, the catcher for Silver Lake. No batting gloves, and he takes an off-speed pitch for called at strike number one.
Kaler likes that curveball, and he's kind of been relying on that here early on, no doubt.
Now, can Monholland come through with two outs? Well, that pitch is low and outside, and it gets away from Hewins, and to the backstop it goes, which allows Kruger to take third without a throw.
Well, it really was errors in the Silver Lake-Sabetha game, and for Riverside Maranatha, it was pass balls and wild pitches. First wild pitch of this game.
Well, both losing teams in the semifinals had quite a few issues, which helped the winning team, no doubt, today. 2-1 now the count on Dom Monholland. Kaler looking the runner at third. Here's the 2-1. And it's hit up the middle, back out into center field, and it drops in for a base hit. Past the diving arm of Foley at second, and a crucial two-out base hit has given Silver Lake the early 1-0 lead.
And again, you go back to it, B-10. That does not happen. That run does not score on a hit like that if you've got Kruger standing at second base. So that wild pitch, just two pitches before, helping him move up to third, allowed for that run.
So here's Jackson Ross, the left fielder, and the runner takes off. Throw by Hewins to second, on target but not in time, but then kicked out into center, backed up nicely by Hayes. So a stolen base for Monholland. Now base hit could add another run here with two outs in the first, or in the second, beg your pardon.
Yeah, throw was a little bit short, and get on this turf if you're not used to playing on it, like Riverside's not.
Ross was 1-for-4 in the semifinal against Sabetha, and he takes a pitch that's called strike here. It has caught the outside part of the plate, now 1-1. So Monholland at second base, the RBI single and then a steal. Now he takes off for third, pitches in there for a strike, and off speed, not even a throw by Hewins. And Monholland, back-to-back steals, he's at third base.
Yeah, you just saw the Hewins. He wasn't even looking at him. He's focusing on the batter here.
Two outs in the inning, and the pitch.
Ooh,
just missed. You're right that Kaler does like that off speed, that breaking ball. He's been trying to paint that outer edge, couldn't do so there. So Ross with a good eye, staying alive at 2-2. And that 2-2 is a swing and a miss. This time blew it by with the fastball. Ross way behind on the swing, and Kaler strikes out two in the inning. But Silver Lake on the board, an RBI single by Monholland, and the Eagles a 1-0 lead. We go to the home second here on KMZA.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNCA, high school baseball continuing Class 3A regional championship game. Silver Lake, a 1-0 lead against Riverside as we go to the home second. Got Bobby in studio, Jake Brandon with you. It'll be 5, 6, and 7 in the Riverside lineup as Dane Johnson, back to work here for the Eagles. Monholland, the RBI single for the Eagles to give them this early lead. And now for a second time up, here is Riverside. Dane Johnson's first pitch to Mason Hayes is hit high in the air, right side, playable on the infield behind first base. And Womack makes the catch. One pitch, one out here in the second.
Well, you wanted efficiency. We talked about the pitching duel in this one and how quickly each team's going to have to go to another pitcher. 20 pitches in that top half of this inning for Kaler. Right now, Dane Johnson, it's one pitch in this half inning again. Remember, he had 15 pitches in the semifinal that carried over.
And that is including his seventh inning in the semis, his 30th pitch today, and it's in there for a called strike on catcher Chase Ewens. So base is empty, one out, bottom two. Silver Lake leading at 1-0. There's another pitch called strike. And Ewens quickly behind it. No balls, two strikes.
Johnson looks very comfortable on the bump.
Next pitch by Johnson is swung on and hit out towards shallow right field. But playing it was Strickland, and he'll make the catch and quickly out number two.
Strickland already playing kind of shallow there. Again, the wind hasn't really died down at all today. Still blowing in out of left field.
Well, Gavin Schoenfelder will try to keep it moving here in the second. Productive semifinal game with a sacrifice fly. Also a run scored. And Dane Johnson's first pitch to Schoenfelder, a fastball in there for strike one. 1-0 Silver Lake here in the home second. Trip to state on the line. Silver Lake trying to get back.
Just missed outside on that 0-1 delivery. Painting the corner, what Johnson was trying to do.
Silver Lake lost to Heston in the first round at state last season. There's a good off-speed pitch, swung on and missed. Schoenfelder not quite there on that one, and it's one ball, two strikes. Now Schoenfelder can do something here, fully in the on-deck circle. And that one low and outside, 2-2. Now, Johnson gave up a two-out single to Beckham Griffin in the first, came back, got Bennett to ground out to third, and now a chance to face the minimum here in the second, and reaching out and hitting it out toward shallow center field, but Hogle is there. He'll make the catch, and it is 1-2-3. Down go the Cyclones in the home second. Two innings in this regional championship game, it's Silver Lake 1 and Riverside nothing.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now continuing on here in Sabetha, alongside Jake Spaulding, I'm Brandon Tabman, Bobby in studio. It's high school baseball regional championship game here in the 3A class. Of course, Sabetha hosting, and right now Silver Lake a 1-0 lead on Riverside as we go to the top of the third. Kobe Kaler back to work. Aiden Strickland leading it off for the Eagles, number 9 in the order. And we'll flip it back up to Hogel and Johnson. Well, the RBI knock by Monholland, providing the lone run to this point. No balls, one strike here on Strickland, the right fielder for the Eagles. That one's on the outside part of the plate, a called strike, and quickly 0-2.
Hogel is one of the most fun kids to watch in the on-deck circle because he's very animated. He did not agree with that outside call strike.
Well, staying alive here, Strickland reaching out for that one and just fouling it down the right side foul line to stay alive at 0-2.
Shading him just a little bit to right field is Mason Hayes.
The 0-2, another swing and foul off here, so another opportunity at 0-2. Strickland, two at-bats in that semifinal. He had a walk and a run scored, also a strikeout, but was pitch hit by Roland Hagen late in that game. But now back in the lineup here for the title. And off the glove of Kaler on the line drive right to the shortstop, Hughes, who makes the throw in time. How about 1-6-3 on the put out?
I was getting ready to say, you better classify that as 1-6-3. That was aided by Kaler, popped over to Hughes, and good throw over to Griffin in time.
So the unorthodox first out here in the third, and that brings up Hogel. Round out to second in his first at bat, and he chops at this one, missed everything. Might have caught a piece. Either way, strike number one. 1-0, Silver Lake. Top of the third. Still a long way to go here. Next pitch, off speed, reaching out and lifting it out towards shallow center, but running in on it with good pace was Hayes. He'll make the catch, and quickly two outs.
A lot of speed out there in center field and Mason Hayes for the Cyclones. Again, I mentioned just a second ago, he's shading towards right center with his alignment. There was a big gap in left center, and he had to track it down over there. Now he's back pretty much straight away for Dane Johnson.
And Dane Johnson taking a swing at the first pitch, fouling it away for strike one. Had a single in his first at bat. It was part of that line-out double play by Womack, which ended that inning, and now that one low and away for ball one.
Hughes at short, kind of shading more up the middle as well, playing Johnson to go up the middle or to the right of the field.
Johnson, four at bats in the semifinal, reached once via an error. And he takes this one for a strike call, and he's behind quickly at 1-2. So Kaler trying to come back and retire the Eagles in order, and he will, swing and a miss. It was partially tipped, but Hewen secured it behind the dish. And a nice inning for Kobe Kaler. 2.5 in here in Sabetha Regional Championship game. Silver Lake leading it 1-0.
Synex offers a complete energy solution, advanced premium diesel for power, high-performing lubricants for protection, and reliable propane for comfort. Whether you're on the road, in the field, or at home, Synex provides energy built to perform. With innovative premium diesel fuels, advanced lubricants, and clean-burning propane, Synex-branded products are engineered to deliver maximum efficiency, reliable performance, and peace of mind season after season. It's more than energy. It's the power that keeps your world moving forward.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball, it continues here today. We got Jake, Bobby, and Brandon all with you. Trip to the Class 3A state tournament on the line next week. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Silver Lake 1, Riverside nothing. Dane Johnson back to work. He's been efficient in his first two innings here today. He'll get Parker Foley, Ace Whistler, and then back to the Cyclone top with Keegan Hughes. First pitch in the bottom of the third inning, in there for a called strike.
Yeah, wanting to go after that, Parker Foley, but didn't offer at it. Called for a strike on the outer part.
And the 0-1 to Foley is lined out into left field for a sharply hit leadoff single.
Yeah, no hesitation on that swing that time, B-Tad, as Parker wanted the first pitch. He got the second from Johnson, and has a celebration over there at first base with assistant coach Tyler Herbst.
That's his 12th hit of the season. His first today, he reached on an error in the win against Maranatha, but he leads it off at first with nobody out here in the bottom of the third, and Whistler steps in, takes a called strike number one.
Just the second base runner in this game for the Cyclones.
And Whistler reached on a walk, one of his three at-bats earlier today. He takes that one low and outside for ball one. So Foley at first base, nobody out. Bottom of the third inning, Cyclones trying to get on the board, trailing Silver Lake 1-0. And the 1-1 is hit well out towards left field, and Not getting there is the left fielder in Ross, and this one is trouble. It is all the way up in front of the 320 sign in left field. Rounding third is Foley. He'll be held up there. Boy, has to get back quickly, throw not in time. It's a double by Whistler, and now the Cyclones have runners at second and third with nobody out.
Just another sharp shot. These two to kick off this inning for Riverside, both Foley and Whistler. They're prepared for Dane Johnson's inside fastball. They've turned on it, each one of them, and roped it down the left field line.
I'm done with the papers.
The wind's just bothering you. Huh?
So the Cyclones in prime opportunity with two on and scoring position with nobody out. First pitch here to Keegan Hughes, missing away for ball one. Now you got a strike here if you're the Cyclones. Here's the 1-0. Fastball missing high. Two balls, no strikes. All right, this is the last time I'm going to try.
I mean, you can shut the window.
Never. We need the crowd effect. Jake Spaulding. 2-0 is low, and now he's in control. Three balls, no strikes.
You know, I was talking to you off air about how Dane Johnson's been efficient. 13 pitches in the first inning, 9 in the second. Struggling here in the third.
And that 3-0 is up and in. Ball four, and the Clones have them loaded with nobody out for Kaler. So a single, a double, and a walk. Nobody out here in the third. Cyclones down 1-0, and here is this big prime opportunity for Kaler. First pitch by Johnson. Hit to the left side. Fielded by the shortstop, Ray, on the bobble. Second for one. High throw to first, not in time. One out recorded. One run is in, but that throw to third gets away, and it's going to be in the dugout, and Riverside will add another, a 2-1 lead.
Big time shift right now in this ball game. A hard ground ball to the shortstop, from Kaler, and a good turn there from Ray over to Kruger, but Kruger's throw to first was way over the head of Womack. Womack able to collect it and then try to fire back to third. Threw it into the dugout.
Hughes at second base with one out, 2-1 Riverside. So a throwing error helping that go-ahead run come across. And again, a miscue providing a run for the opposition. Cyclones have their first lead, still one out. The 0-1 to Griffin outside, one ball, one strike. He singled in his first at-bat today. So Kaler drives in a run, an error drives in another. And now this one's hit high in the air, a mile high, shallow center field. Hogle coming in, he'll call off the second baseman and Kruger to make the catch, and that is out number two.
I wasn't sure Beckham Griffin was going to make it back in time to be able to do his plate appearance, B-Tad, because while Ace Whistler was up to bat, I saw him running to go to the bathroom, and he just sprinted down just
in time to get down there. Okay, quite the observation, but well known.
You got to observe everything that happens at a baseball game.
So here's Luke Bennett with two outs. And that one missing for ball one. So the Cyclones, two runs this inning. They have a 2-1 lead, runner at second base. And now a ground ball playable out into left field for a base hit. Kayla rounding, a lot of speed, throw to home, tag applied. It is in time for the out. Dan Ross coming through with the gun down from left field to keep it a one-run game.
What a great throw from left field from Ross. On the money, right to his catcher in Monholland, who applied the tag in time.
But two runs on the board for Riverside. They take a 2-1 lead. It's the regional championship game here in Sabetha. We go to the fourth right after this.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now Riverside, their first lead here in this regional championship game. They lead Silver Lake 2-1 as we go to the fourth inning here in Sabetha. Again, alongside Jake Spaulding, Bobby in studio, I'm Brady Tabman. So, an RBI by Kobe Kaler, and then a throwing error allowing that go-ahead run to score. Riverside's 2-1 lead as we go to the top of the fourth inning. So, Kaler back to work on the bump. He'll get Womack, Kruger, and Kitty to, or correction, 3, 4, and 5. In the Silver Lake lineup here in the fourth inning. Trip to State on the line next week. And the first pitch of the fourth inning is a swing and a pop-up on the infield. It's going to be Kaler off the mound to his right. He'll step in front of Schoenfelder to make the catch. And quickly, one pitch and one out here in the fourth. That'll bring up Kruger, hit by a pitch in his first at-bat today, and has scored the lone run for the Eagles, which was an RBI single by Monholland. So one up and one down. Kruger takes one low and inside from Kaler for ball one. Unofficially, two runs, four hits, no errors for Riverside. One run, two hits, one error for Silver Lake. As Kruger pops this one up, foul territory, third base side, and just barely over the brick fence and out of play for a foul ball. So one ball, one strike here on Kruger, Kibbe in the on-deck circle. Riverside looking for a trip to the state tournament. So is Silver Lake as they try to make a return trip to the state tournament. Kaler's 1-1, off speed, swung on and missed. And Kruger quickly down in the count, one ball, two strikes. Well, the lights are on, the clouds aplenty here in Sabetha. Beautiful off-speed pitch, but missing on the outer edge for ball number two. So Womack started the inning with a pop-out on the infield to Kaler. Now a 2-2 count here, and this one's hit to the opposite field and splits the difference for a one-out base hit. So Kruger nicely done with two strikes on that count.
Well, Kruger, again, he's the lone run scored for Silver Lake in this ball game, and able to reach base again.
So a one-out base runner. Here's Miles Kibbe. Ground out to second in his first at-bat today. Throw to first. Back in safely is Kruger. 2-1 Riverside, leading by one here in the top of the fourth. A couple of glances, now a fire, and up and in for ball number one to Kibbe. Kibbe entered today with a batting average of .333. And takes one there for a called strike knee high.
Good hard fastball there from Kaler.
Runner at first is Kruger. One out in the inning. Kaler out of the stretch. He'll deal. That one just missed low and outside. 2-1.
Quick delivery from Kaler, really kind of holding these runners close. And Silver Lake swiped a couple bags already so far in this game.
Kaler taking his time, glancing over at first. He'll fire in an off-speed pitch that missed upstairs to make the count 3-1 on Kibbe.
Definitely his favorite pitch, I think, D-Tad, is that curve.
Let's see what he comes at Kibbe with here on a 3-1 count. Goes fastball, and it's in there for a called strike. So the count runs full, 3-2 here on Miles Kibbe. Runner at first base is Kip Kruger, one out here in the fourth. Riverside leading Silver Lake 2-1. Runner takes off. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled away. So Kruger took off, but has to make the jog back to first. And we'll try it at least one more time at 3-2 with Renfro in the on-deck circle.
Nothing more frustrating as a base runner. You're taking off stealing, then a foul ball. You got to go back, do it again.
Another 3-2 on the way, and it's outside. Ball four. Good at bat for Kibbe. And Silver Lake down one here in the fourth with one out. Have put two of their first three on. Now we'll bring up Ben Renfro, the DH, who struck out looking his first time up.
Each team's made one big mistake thus far. Riverside, it was that wild pitch that allowed Silver Lake to move a runner up, ended up scoring.
Big opportunity here for Renfro. First pitch a little bit low and outside for ball one.
On the flip side, Silver Lake with that error in the bottom half of the last inning, allowing those two runs to come in.
Not much of a lead by either of the two base runners. And the next pitch, a fastball missing high, 2-0.
.555 pitches in the game now for Kaler.
And numbers starting to go up a little bit here in this inning. Next one just barely missed outer edge. And three balls, no strikes here on Renfro with Monholland in the on-deck circle. Silver Lake down one. Big opportunity here in the fourth. Kaler trying to settle down. Here's the 3-0. That one is in there. Make it 3-1.
You know Coach Payton trusts Kaler. We talked about it at the top of the broadcast that if any situation is getting dicey, you expect the pitching change to come.
3-1, good hack, but a foul off here. So it goes 3-2 here on Renfro.
Back-to-back batters that Kaler's face taking him to the distance. Last time was Kibbe who drew the walk.
That was after he got Womack to start the inning with a one-pitch pop-out. And there's a swing and a miss on a sweeper. Got him on the outside part of the plate. Missed everything. Did Renfro, and that is a big out number two.
Massive out right there if you're Riverside. Able to battle back against Renfro. And that was a 3-0 count to begin. Work your way back. Get the strikeout. Now your defense can set up normal. Two away.
That is four strikeouts here in the game for Kaler. And now first pitch swinging, lining it out towards left. Bennett can't get there. And coming through is Monholland again. He drives in at least the tying run. They're going to wave in the second runner. Here comes Kibbe. The throw home. Tag applied. In time for the out.
Wow. Wow.
So we go to the next inning tied. But Silver Lake has the go-ahead runner gunned down at home by Bennett and left.
Unbelievable play. That's back-to-back innings that we ended the inning with a putout coming from the left fielder. This time around, it was Riverside's Bennett's getting that ball in.
So Monholland comes through his second RBI. It ties the game at 2-2. We'll set the side for a tight 30. Halfway in, regional title. We're tied at 2 here in Sabetha.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Class 3A Regional Baseball Championship here in Sabetha. And a great game brewing. 3.5 in. A 2-2 tie between Silver Lake and Riverside. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Dean Johnson back to work. Hayes, Hewins, and Schoenfelder due up for the Clones here in this home fourth. First pitch of this inning in there for called strike.
You love seeing outfield assists become a part of the game. A lot of kids, the younger ages anyway, really don't like playing outfield. They want to play the infield, and you preach and you preach and you preach how important a good outfielder is. And we've seen that two half innings in a row.
And a 2-2 game. We've seen both teams gun down a runner at home in each of the last two half innings. Here's an 0-2 pitch to Hayes, and he barely caught a piece to stay alive. As again, Hayes leading it off here. Chase Hewins, Gavin Schoenfelder to follow. Riverside got their two runs in the third. Silver Lake a run in the second, a run in the fourth. Off speed, swung on a miss in the dirt. Monholland has to secure it down to first base. Does so to Womack in time for the out. And that is the first strikeout today for Dane Johnson.
Yeah, went off speed that time. Got Hayes to chase it down and could put out to finish out the strikeout from Monholland.
So here's Chase Hewins, a line out to right field in his first at bat today. One out, bases empty, bottom four, 2-2 game. Regional championship here in Sabetha. First pitch by Johnson. Bends in there, but just missed inside for ball one.
I love watching the game of baseball when you got a good pitcher with a good off-speed pitch that makes the batter duck out of the way, and then they look back up and realize that almost was a strike.
And he comes right back with a belt-high fastball that swung on and missed to make it one ball, one strike. A 2-2 game here in the bottom of the fourth. Silver Lake trying to make a return trip to state. Riverside trying to continue a magical season, which includes Northeast Kansas League Championship, one of their best seasons in school history.
Yeah, never been to state. Trying to make that history.
Here's a 1-2 pitch to Hewins. Outside, ball two. Yeah, it's been a season of first for Riverside baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to add to that here today. And this one hits kind of a lazy liner right to the shortstop in Ray. He'll make the catch, maybe one step to his left, and pretty easy out number two. That brings up Schoenfelder. A line out to center in his first at bat. He's up here in the bottom of the fourth. Base is empty and two outs. A 60-second pitch of the day. Or I should say, yep, I was right. 62nd pitch of the day for Dane Johnson, missing inside for ball one.
Don't ever doubt yourself. I do, way too often. You're spot on.
And I'm usually correct in that aspect. Next pitch upstairs, 2-0 now the count on Gavin Schoenfelder. He was a fun basketball player to watch. He was a double-double machine.
Yep.
Now he hits this one high in the air, foul territory, right side, first baseman Womack chasing, and it's over the fence.
Yeah, he broke his ankle early in the season. And
they really missed him for a good time. Coach Herbster, of course, weekly conversations, and Schoenfelder was mentioned quite often, even when he was on the Pine. But trying to get something going here in the fourth with two outs. Another reach out here, lifts this one high down the first baseline, foul territory, this time playable for Womack. And he will make the catch in foul ground to retire Schoenfelder. So 1-2-3, down go the Cyclones in the bottom of the fourth inning. We got three innings to go. A 2-2 game here on KNCA.
There's no community like a Cinex community, and that's why every Cinex store is proud to serve theirs. By supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. Your local Cinex doesn't just work in your town, it lives there. The store next door, powered locally at Cinex.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Trip to the Class 3A state baseball tournament on the line here in Sabetha. Regional championship going to the top of the fifth inning. A 2-2 tie between Silver Lake and Riverside. Toby Kaler back to work. And 61 pitches deep into this game. He'll get 8-9-1 in the Eagle lineup, starting here with Jax Ross. And first pitch swinging, lines it out to left for a base hit. Splitting Hughes and Schoenfelder, the left side of the infield, and a good start for the Eagles here in the fifth.
Well, how about that last half inning? We didn't get a chance to talk too much about it, but Dom Monholland has been the guy at the plate for Silver Lake here today, but Jack's able to start this top half of the fifth inning with a single.
So Ross, representing the go-ahead run, at first base, nobody out. Here is Strickland. And now a stolen base try. Throw is high. Tag applied, but not in time. Boy, Hewins got it down there quickly, but the throw a little bit high. And under the tag was Ross, and he represents, as we mentioned, the go-ahead run now in scoring position.
Get him on, get him over, get him home.
Remember, Strickland in his first at-bat hit into the conventional 1-6-3 put out.
Conventional.
Should have been unconventional. Strickland shows bunt. He puts it down and spins foul.
It's a good attempt right there. Strickland just trying to, you know, that was kind of a bunt for a hit the way he was bunting it, but, you know, guarantee you coach wanted that just to be a sack bunt, move the runner up, get it to the right side, but.
Probably don't want to do that now. The count's 0-2.
I mean, there's a lot of new.
Crazier thing.
There's a lot of new analytics that have came out in the game of baseball, and. There's a lot more that are willing to do 0-2 bunts now.
Silver Lake trying to retake a lead here in the fifth. Runner at second with nobody out. And that 0-2 pitch barely missing. Strickland a good eye. Now 1-2. Ross at second base after a leadoff single and a stolen base. The 1-2. Low and outside. Well, we've seen disciplined at-bats throughout the day for Silver Lake. Falling behind, working a two-ball, even three-ball count after falling behind 0-2. Coming up productive. Let's see if that's the case again for Strickland. And not this time. Swing and a miss. Down he goes for out number one.
I think they actually said that was a foul tip right there. Good job by Hewins to keep a hold of it.
That's five strikeouts now for Kaler. So one out in the inning. Ross still at second base and to the top of the order with Hogle. 0-2 in this one. A ground out and a line out. Kaler, long look at second, nobody holding, bends it in there for strike one. When I say bends it in there, that's exactly what he did there.
Things started off, Hogle's from the left side of the batter's box, and started off on the right side of the batter's box, brought it back in.
And Kaler kicks, turns, and fires to second, and back safely is Ross.
No, I haven't seen very many Harry High School term moves to second base anymore. That was always a good one. You just elevate your leg high, look towards home, and spin back nice and slow-like. Kind of lulling the runner to sleep.
0-1, high and outside. One ball, one strike here on Hogle, the center fielder for Silver Lake, leadoff man in this regional championship lineup. We got a 2-2 game here in the fifth. The 1-1 by Kaler. Another bender, but missing outside. Two balls, one strike. Now, we expect multiple teams across baseball and softball to be participating at the state level next week. We'll obviously have all the coverage there. It's a ground ball to the second baseman, Foley. Strong throw to first in time for the out. Ross goes up to third, but it's two outs in the inning for Dane Johnson.
Productive out there for Hogle. Good piece of hitting of getting that ball on the right side of the infield, allowing Ross to move up to third.
So it's down to Dane Johnson here with two outs in the fifth. A 2-2 game, runner at third. He's 1-for-2 today, beg your pardon. First pitch swinging here. Lifts it high in the air down the right field line, but it's going to be just barely foul. So he'll fall behind at 0-1. He singled with one out in the first, and he struck out in the third. Dane Johnson pitching today. Again, he pitched the last inning of the semifinal win against the Blue Jays, tallied 15 pitches. And then Jake threw four innings here today. He is sitting at 65 pitches.
Pretty solid.
Now, good swing, but fouls it straight back, and it's 0-2.
Solid and efficient, what you want to see from them.
0-2 the count on Dane Johnson. Ross the runner at third. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Silver Lake and Riverside, even Stevens at 2 apiece. Johnson from that right side. Zemir's, the sun's starting to peak out a little bit.
Oh, it is.
Just a touch.
Warming up.
Here's the 0-2 and reaching out for that one and fouling it away down the first base line. That was just a safe swing there to keep that at bat alive. Johnson in a big spot here. A base hit would give Silver Lake the lead back here in the fifth. But the count 0-2 with two outs. Here's Kaler's lifting deal. Outside missing with a fastball. So 1-2.
Piece of history for you. The only time that Wathena or Elwood ever made it to state in baseball was Wathena in 2010 when they co-op with Troy.
Okay. There's a big-time pitch and a swing and a miss by Johnson. Boy, Kaler won that battle in big-time fashion. Yeah, Silver Lake strands a runner at third here in the fifth. We're still scoreless. A 2-2 tie here in this regional championship game on KMZA.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA Regional Baseball in Sabetha. It's the championship game in this 3A classification. And right now, Silver Lake Riverside. A tie game at 2-2. We got Jake, Brandon, Bobby all with you. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Dane Johnson back on the hill for the Eagles. 8-9-1 due up for the Cyclones with Foley, Whistler, and Hughes. Know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Okay.
Big time opportunity here.
I led you in there, but
yeah, sorry, I was texting.
It's okay. Johnson's first pitch here in the bottom of the fifth inning to Parker Foley is outside for ball one.
Now you led me right in, and yeah, big opportunity here for Riverside to try and grab the lead. But most important thing again is pitch count starting to get up there as well.
1-0 outside to Foley, and Foley singled in his first at bat and scored on the grounder by Kaler, and the 2-0 runs inside. 3 balls, no strikes. You're on Foley.
Shout out to the fans that are in the ballpark here today that are
Hey-o.
Watching the game, but then also kicking it old school, listening to the broadcast while taking it in.
There's a strike call outside part of the plate. Now 3-1. We got people doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Shout out, Matt.
Yeah, appreciate it, Matt. Thank you very much. Kind of the old school way of going about it. 3-1 is outside, ball four, and Parker Foley's nice championship game continues with a leadoff walk here in the fifth.
I still do that when I go to K-State football games. I grab the old over-the-ear headset.
Yeah, so it's my 78-year-old grandfather. But he is now since gone, RIP Don. Appreciate you very much. But no, I respect it. As a broadcaster, I respect it dearly
yeah.
for those people that enjoy
yeah.
the quality broadcast on the radio mixed in with the live action as well. But here's Ace Whistler. No balls, one strike. Foley at first. Here's a stolen base. Throw to second. Well, not in time. No chance to get Foley on that steal.
Great jump there by Parker.
And now the go-ahead run at second base with nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth for Riverside. And the counts, although not in the favor of Whistler at 0-2. Here's Johnson's pitch. Off speed, waiting on it, but popping it up on the right side infield. Womack easy to make the catch for the out. So on an 0-2 pitch, Whistler pops out to first for out number one.
Well, put it to the right side of the infield, but popped it up.
Needed that one on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But still a runner in scoring position. It's Foley at second with one out. And the Cyclones get it back to the top of the order for a third time now through with Keegan Hughes. Reached on a walk in the third. He's also grounded out to second here in this championship game. And an off-speed pitch taken for a called strike.
He catches the outside corner. Johnson has gotten a lot more comfortable with his off-speed during this game.
This will be pitch number 75 for Dane Johnson. Fastball missing outside, 1-1. Now we saw Silver Lake in the last half inning get a runner at second with nobody out, but they came up empty. Right now, Riverside, runner at second with one out. Here in the bottom of the fifth.
Man, head games right now, I'm loving that. Again, it's just a part of the game that I love is Parker Foley out at second base, and he's got the attention of Monhall on every single pitch.
Here's the pitch to Keegan Hughes. That one is in there for a called strike. 2-2, now the count on the shortstop, Keegan Hughes. Runner at second base is Parker Foley. The 2-2. Nearly got it with the bender on the inner edge, but missing just a touch, and the count full.
I said Hogle is really fun to watch on deck because of his animations. He's staying out center field right now, and he was jumping up and down, begging
for
that
strike. He's got a good view. Got a good view. Big 3-2 in there. Called strike three outside corner. And Hughes goes down looking for out number two. Just a second strikeout for Dane Johnson.
Tough with two is what I always was preached at now, and that's what I preach a lot. You got to be tough with two.
So now, with two outs, it's up to Kaler. He takes one on the outer edge for a called strike. So Kaler drove in one of the two runs in the third. He is also lined out to left. And reaches out and hits this one out towards right field. Strickland on the move to the foul line. He makes a running catch, and that retires the side. So just like the Eagles in the top half, Cyclones put a runner in scoring position with one out and come up empty. It's regional championship game going to the sixth. 2-2 tie with Silver Lake and Riverside.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Synex offers a complete energy solution, advanced premium diesel for power, high-performing lubricants for protection, and reliable propane for comfort. Whether you're on the road, in the field, or at home, Synex provides energy built to perform. With innovative premium diesel fuels, advanced lubricants, and clean-burning propane, Synex-branded products are engineered to deliver maximum efficiency, reliable performance, and peace of mind season after season. It's more than energy. It's the power that keeps your world moving forward.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And we got a banger coming down the home stretch. Regional championship game here in Sabetha. Class 3A baseball tournament coming down to this. Silver Lake and Riverside, we go to the sixth inning and a 2-2 tie. Kobe Kaler back to work for Riverside. Get a meaty part of this Silver Lake order with Drew Womack, Kipton Kruger, and Miles Kibbe. That is 3, 4, and 5, and here we go. First pitch, strike number one to Womack. And again, a 2-2 tie as we are underway in the top of the sixth. Kaler lifts and deals, and this one's hit out to shallow right field, and that one nestles down in there for a base hit. Whistler cuts it off, gets it in quickly, but a good start. Go-ahead run at first base with nobody out. That'll bring up Kruger. First hit in this championship game for Womack. been clutch all day for the Eagles, going back to that semifinal win against the Blue Jays earlier today. So now runner at first, nobody out. And here is Kruger, who has reached twice. And he'll ground this to the right side, but just about a few feet foul. And he'll start behind at 0-1. That base hit by Womack, the sixth hit for Silver Lake in this championship game. And the lefty Kruger stands tall. The righty Kaler delivers. A sweeper that is sliced foul, third base side, and out of play. So 0-2 the count now on Kruger. A 2-2 game here in the top of the sixth inning. Trip to state on the line. Silver Lake trying to make a return state trip. Of course, they were one and done in Manhattan last year, losing to Heston in the opening round. Now, this is a grounder. DeFoley at second. Will he try second? He does. Not in time. Everybody is safe.
Speed kills.
And Womack beats out the throw. And Kruger reaching out a fielder's choice. Well, just Foley didn't quite read the situation correctly. Should have taken the out at first. Instead, tried to get the lead run. Sliding in safely was Womack. Now Silver Lake two on and nobody out for Kibbe. Huge spot here in the sixth. A 2-2 game. Here's the pitch. And it's going to be hit high and deep down the right field line, but going to be foul. And Kibbe starts behind 0-1. He has walked today in the fourth and also has a ground out in this championship game. But his biggest opportunity with two on and nobody out. Now Kaler turns and flips it to second base.
Womack uses his elbow a little bit there while he's facing center field. It hits him in the arm and lands harmlessly.
You know, it's a big spot in this game for both teams, and that one is in there for strike two.
That back Kibbe off the plate, and again, that bender that Kaler's got, good.
Well, Kaler would love to order up a strikeout here. The 0-2 is a grounder, playable, back up the middle. Stepping on second for one is Hughes over the first in time for the unassisted double play.
Huge double play if you're a Cyclone fan right there. That about hit off the foot of Kaler, then went right up the middle. But a great unassisted double play turn there by Hughes.
So Womack to third base, but now two outs. And it's down to the bat from the right side of the plate by D.H. Ben Renfro. Fastball blew it by, a called strike, and it's 0-1. So Silver Lake got their first two batters on with nobody out. Double play just a moment ago now puts them in danger of coming up empty. Next pitch, another fastball, this time just barely missed on the outer edge, now 1-1.
Definitely was outside, but good job by Hewins trying to frame it for the umpire, trying to sneak a call.
Renfro has struck out twice today in this championship, and now he watches that one bend in there for strike number two. Well, you've said it multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
That bender has been the most utilized pitch for Kaler here today.
Beat that dead horse, man, because it is worth it.
Womack at third in the 1-2, high and away. So 2-2 the count. We got a 2-2 game here in the sixth inning. Silver Lake, 2-2 count right now on Renfro with a runner at third. Who's going to win this battle? Pitch by Kaler off speed. Swung on and missed. Boy, what a comeback and way to end that inning for Riverside. Make it 7 strikeouts now for Kaler. And Silver Lake squanders a 2-on, no-out scenario as a line-out double play followed by a strikeout gets Kaler and company out of that inning. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Still 2-2, a tie game in this regional championship.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt. Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now we're still tied at 2-2 here in this regional championship. Jake, Bobby, Brandon, all with you on KNCA. Silver Lake and Riverside now under the lights here in Sabetha. Trip to the 3A state tournament on the line. Dane Johnson back to work. He gets Beckham Griffin to start the home six. And a curveball is in there for strike number one.
Golly. Yeah, great pitch there from Dane, and Beckham had given up on it. It broke right back on the inner half.
A 2-2 ball game in the bottom of the sixth, and now one put into play. Kibbe at third on the line. Long throw in time and accurate to Womack for out number one.
Two pitches efficiency. Dane Johnson has not pitched more than 16 pitches in one inning so far here today.
That includes the 15-pitch outing in inning number seven in the semifinal win against the Blue Jays, carrying that over to an efficient start here in this regional championship. So quickly one out. Here is Luke Bennett. And he takes one up and in for ball one. Now both teams have had opportunities here in the last couple of innings to break this scoreless tie, but it's been coming up empty both ways. And now another routine grounder, this time to Kruger at second. And another routine throw, and quickly two up and two down.
And four pitches. I mean, again, efficiency is the name of the game. I really expected both of these teams to have to go a couple pitchers deep in this game. And boy, was I wrong with that pregame assessment, my friend.
85 pitches deep for Dane Johnson. His 86th pitch will be the first in this AB to Mason Hayes, and he'll ground it to the left side. Third baseman Kibbe moving to his left. Long throw, accurate knee-high catch by Womack at first, and that is a swift bottom of the sixth inning worked around by Dane Johnson.
Five-pitch inning, B-10. Five-pitch inning, that's efficiency.
Efficiency is key. A 2-2 game in the regional championship, and we go to the seventh, and it comes your way right after this.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This with Jake alongside Brandon and Bobby. How about a 2-2 game in the regional title here in Sabetha as we go to the seventh?
Well, I mean, again, we were talking about how clean both of these teams play, and the only reason we're at where we're at with the score, for the most part, there was one error by Silver Lake, and then there was a wild pitch and, you know, kind of booted the ball around a little bit for Riverside. Other than that, it's been a clean ball game. So we have low scoring, 2-2 affair. Both pitchers doing really well.
Well, someone potentially ended here in the seventh. First pitch by Kaylor to Monholland is ripped foul down the left field line. So the seventh inning is underway. A 2-2 game between Silver Lake and Riverside. Trip to state is on the line next week. Monholland, Ross, and Strickland do up. Here in this top of the seventh inning. Big time spot. And now an off-speed pitch hit high in the air, shallow left field. Multiple bodies converging on it. It'll be the third baseman, Schoenfelder. Well, he caught it and then dropped it, but they're going to say he secured it enough, and the drop was on the exchange.
Yep.
So that is fortunate for Riverside, and that is out number one.
Covered a lot of ground to get basically back where he started.
They had the shortstop Hughes and the left fielder Bennett all kind of converging on it, and ultimately Schoenfelder made the catch. So one out, first pitch to Jackson Ross is fouled straight back for strike number one. Ross has struck out in this championship game. He has also singled and stolen a base. 2-2 tie here in the top of the seventh. Next pitch by Kaler, little slow roller, first base side, fielded in fair territory, and it's going to be Kaler to make the play to Griffin. Down to first for out number two.
Job there by Kaler coming off the mound and playing your position after you throw a pitch effectively and efficiently, quickly two away here in the top half of the seventh.
So a pop out and a ground out, and it's up to number nine in the order, Aiden Strickland. It was 0 for 2 today in this championship game. Kaler trying to get his team an opportunity in the home seventh at a 2-2 tie, but see how the battle goes here with Strickland, the first pitch in there for a called strike.
You said, I mean, you kind of jinxed it earlier. I'm not going to say exactly, but I'm just going to let you know I'm thinking it.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Here's a fastball missing outside corner.
Let the listeners know at home, or you keep that between ourselves.
No, I call myself out on that more times than not, a casual listener. Probably know what we're kind of referring to there, but next feed by Kaler just missed inside. Moans and groans from some of the fans there.
I don't think
assuming that's Riverside fans, maybe not agreeing with that ball call.
I don't think that was some. I think that was all.
2-1 the count here on Strickland. Two outs, bases empty in the seventh. We're tied at two here in this regional title. Now three balls and one strike. That one missing a little bit upstairs. It's a big at bat here. Strickland gets on, then you get back to Hogle at the top of the order. And that 3-1 is delivered in there for strike number two. Count runs full.
98th pitch of the day coming up here.
Oh, you're about to say 98 miles per hour. I was about to say, wow. Here's a 3-2. Swing and a miss. Oh, no, he caught a piece.
Yep.
All right, so.
He was unable to hang on to it.
Yeah, just popped out of the glove. So let's see if Strickland can take advantage of maybe a missed opportunity by Hewins to secure the strikeout. Another 3-2 on the way, and it's lifted high in the air. Foul territory, left side, and on top of the third base dugout. Top of the dugout, might have got a dent there.
Pitch number 100 coming up here. Really, really good outing from Kaler here tonight.
Chance to finish seven innings of work. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, bases empty, top of the seventh. 2-2 tie, Riverside. And Kobe Kaler lifts and deals a 3-2, and another foul off here down the right side. Kind of a check swing there either way. Good battle with Strickland here, number nine in the order.
Yeah, Strickland doing everything he can to stay alive, and Kaler trying to blow it by him.
This will be pitch number 101 for Kobe Kaler. And it's grounded right back past him and up the middle and into center field for a single. Boy, nearly got a glove on it. Nearly stabbed it down, but just enough heat off the bat. And Strickland reaching with two outs here in the seventh.
Big time single there from Strickland for multiple reasons. One, get back to the top of the order, but that was pitch 101. This is very likely to be the final batter that Kaler faces.
It is Hogle for a fourth time. He is 0 for 3 today. And first pitch is going to slice this one to shallow left, but not deep enough. It barely gets out of the infield. Schoenfelder and Hughes collide, but the big body third baseman makes the catch and retires the side. So a two-out single does no harm. And let's write the script for you. A 2-2 game. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Riverside a chance to win it and advance. That's coming up right after this here on KNZA.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
There's no community like a Cinex community, and that's why every Cinex store is proud to serve theirs. By supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. Your local Cinex doesn't just work in your town, it lives there. The store next door, powered locally at Cinex.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Class 3A Regional Baseball Championship game in Sabetha is down to the bottom of the seventh inning and a 2-2 game between Silver Lake and Riverside. It's been a fantastic day of regional baseball, and this winter moving on to the state tournament next week. Can the Cyclones walk it off in the bottom of the seventh inning? We will see. Dane Johnson back to work. He'll get Chase Ewens to lead it off here in the bottom of the seventh, a 2-2 game. Got Jake, Bobby, and Brandon all with you. First pitch in there from Dane Johnson for strike number one. Ewens, Schoenfelder, and Foley try to win it here for the Cyclones in walk-off fashion. Next pitch low and outside, ball one.
You got 6-7 and 8, as you mentioned, B-Tad, but Silver Lake, if this does go to the next half inning, would be 2-3-4 due up.
The 89th pitch for Dane Johnson is low and outside for ball two. Bottom of the seventh, a 2-2 game here in Sabetha, and the 2-1 is high and inside. Ewens has worked a 3-1 count here to lead off this frame.
You see nobody warming up in the bullpen for Riverside.
And the pitch by Johnson, low and inside, ball four, and Ewens working a leadoff walk here at the bottom of the seventh.
Confidence from Coach Payton in the Cyclone dugout, saying we're going to win this one right here. The winning run now on first base.
With nobody out, and Gavin Schoenfelder, 0 for 2 in this game, will step in. The go-ahead slash game-winning run is at first base. First pitch swinging, Schoenfelder. He'll foul it away for strike one.
Your outfielders for Silver Lake got Ross in left, Hogle in center, Strickland in right, all playing straight away here for the big fella.
About medium depth, I'd say, for him as well. But, yep, straight up across the board. Same with the infield. Bottom of the seventh inning, a 2-2 game. Cyclones have a runner at first and nobody out. Here's the 0-1 to Schoenfelder. Missed it outside. One ball, one strike.
Foley waits on deck. Reached twice so far.
Here's the pitch. Inside missing. 2-1. Now, to begin this seventh inning, after Dane Johnson worked as crisp of a sixth inning as you could, now it's having to grind here in the first couple ABs, and now this one's hit out towards shallow center field and running in to make the catch. Great play with Hogle. He gets it back into the infield. That throw got away near the first base dugout, but Ewens has to hold up at first, and a line out by Schoenfelder for out number one here in the seventh.
Great effort there by Hogle, because that was a tough position for Ewens to be in. Couldn't tell if it was going to drop or the play was going to get made, and Hogle makes the play, and Ewens was halfway between first and second, as he should have been. Dives back. If that's a perfect throw, that's a double play.
One out, runner at first. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, Parker Foley about to step in. Dane Johnson has chucked 95 pitches so far to this point. His 96th pitch is a ground ball to the shortstop. Ray Fielding to second for one, on to first, throw not in time. So Foley reaching on the fielder's choice, put out at second is Ewens, and two outs in the inning for Whistler. So Foley at first, now two outs. And Whistler had a run scored after hitting a double in the third. He has also popped out to first, and the first pitch he watches here from Johnson is low for ball one.
Good speed at first with Foley. Whistler can find a gap. It'd make it interesting.
A 2-2 game in the bottom of the seventh inning. Throw over to first. Back in there safely was Foley. This will be pitch number 98 on the outing for Dane Johnson, trying to get this thing to extra innings. And this one's hit to shallow right field, and it drops in for a hit. Charging is Strickland. Going first to third is Foley. And it comes down to the top of the order. Keegan Hughes with a game-winning run at third base with two outs.
Good piece of hitting there by Ace Whistler, just fighting it off his hands. It flops up into right field, and Strickland couldn't get there in time. And the speed we just mentioned over at first base with Parker Foley, able to go first to third. He was running on the swing on the hit because there was two outs, able to make it over there, and now just 90 feet away for the first time in school history, Riverside trying to go to a state tournament, and they're just 90 feet away.
Two outs, quick mound meeting. Dane Johnson, he still has the ball in his right hand. The game-winning run for Riverside is at third base. That is Parker Foley. Coming to bat, Keegan Hughes for a fourth time in this game. He is struck out, he is grounded out, and he is walked. And a base hit would send Riverside to state next week. Two outs, bottom of the seventh, what more could you ask for?
Nothing. This is exactly
nothing.
This is exactly
million
what
dollars.
We hoped for.
I would have asked for like $1 million, but, you know.
You asked about baseball, my friend, okay.
Here we go. First pitch to Keegan Hughes with the game on the line, and it's a little bit high for ball one.
Hughes pitched a great semifinal game to get Riverside to this point. Now he can come through.
Runner now taking off from first, and there's a swing and a miss at a high fastball.
What you're trying to get right now, Silver Lake's not even paying attention to the runner at first base, but Foley's trying to get their attention, trying to get a rundown maybe, and try and get the run to score.
Runner takes off. We'll go to second. That next pitch low and outside. Great stop by Monholland to keep it in front. We have seen pass balls and wild pitches cause issues here across the three games we have seen today. Game-winning run at third base. The 2-1 pitch to Hughes is high for ball three.
I mean, Hughes, if you walk Hughes, it really means nothing. So what you're trying to see right now from Johnson is just not give him something easy to hit.
The 3-1 is fouled straight back. He took a charge into it. Fastball outer edge, late swing by Hughes. Runners at second and third. Two outs, bottom of the seventh inning. Three balls, two strikes on Keegan Hughes. Trip to state on the line. Johnson sets, kicks, and deals. And it's hit down the right field line, tailing foul, and it will end up foul.
Do it again. Why not?
Do it again at three balls and at two strikes. Mentioned the first time Riverside Baseball a chance to make a trip to the state tournament. Coming off their first league title in school history, can they come through? Hughes in the seventh. He'll back out the box and we'll reset. My goodness.
This will be Johnson's 105th pitch.
As he'll do it for Dane Johnson, the 3-2. Outside ball four. And Silver Lake will now have to do some digging with the bases loaded for Kobe Kaler. What do the Eagles do here? Pitch 105 for Dane Johnson was ball four to load the bases. And it appears we might see Hogle come in from center field.
I think you're spot on there.
We're going to keep it right here. Maybe Hogle, he's either going to grab another glove. We'll try to keep an eye on the defensive changes here. As again, bottom of the seventh inning, a 2-2 tie, Riverside, and Kobe Kaler about to step up, a chance to send his team to state with two outs in the inning.
Yeah, you got Ray going out to center field now for Silver Lake, and it does look as if Ogle's going to be the one coming in. Two away, bases loaded, bottom half of the seventh. There's not a whole lot more you could ask for a regional title game.
Well, we're just going to keep it right here through the warm-up as we just continue to talk about what we're seeing here. So Dane Johnson, he can't finish all seven, 6 2/3, 105 pitches, couple of strikeouts, couple of walks. Giving up five hits here in this game. But it will be Braden Hogle who will try to get this final out and send it to extra innings.
Yep, this is a good opportunity for obviously Riverside to make their first state appearance ever. Good opportunity for Braden Hogle to come in here and say, hey, again, this guy, I've been watching him all day long. The energy level that he's got and the emotion that he plays baseball with. This is the moment he's been waiting for coach to call his number all day long, and no bigger spot to come into than a bases loaded jam with two away. You get this out, you move on to another next half inning, go to extras.
Well, we say the bases are loaded, and that is certainly true and something to worth note, but the only one that matters
Correct.
Is Foley on third.
And he's fast. He's got speed, so a pass ball.
Oh, yeah.
Wild pitch. I mean, this is big on Monholland, who's an absolute vacuum behind the dish. Phenomenal catcher for Silver Lake. And Hogle, acts like he doesn't even need a whole lot of warm-up pitches here. He's just using a handful. But Monholland, I mean, this is big opportunity for him. I caught for 8 years, and I can remember those times in the ball game when, I mean, you do everything in your power to keep that ball in front of you because, yes, you trust your pitchers to keep it around the zone, but pitchers are a little bit wild at times, and that's okay.
So defensively here on the change, you got Ray in center field, Kruger now at short, Johnson playing at second base, and Hogle on the mound for this bottom of the seventh battle with two outs and the bases loaded at a 2-2 game. Hogle's lefty shot, first pitch out into center field, running in to make the catch is Ray. And that will send us to extra innings. A little juice on the line drive, but Ray making the change from infield to outfield. Looked like it didn't even matter because a beautiful running catch will send it to the eighth inning. A 2-2 tie. Don't go anywhere. We got a little extra baseball coming your way next.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we head to extra innings here in Sabetha, Class 3A Regional Baseball Championship game between Silver Lake and Riverside, a 2-2 game. Cyclones loading up the bases in the bottom of the seventh inning, but Hogle coming on in relief and getting a line out from Kobe Kaler to send it to the top of the eighth. And speaking of Kaler, 102 pitches deep, he's going to start the eighth inning.
Yeah, we were just talking off air about, you know, who could come in next and everything. And, well, you could get one pitch, one out, but you made a really good assumption that maybe Silver Lake's going to say, hey, we're going to take a few pitchers. But Dane Johnson's up. He doesn't take pitches.
Well, he's kind of got a tendency to swing at the first offering from time to time, but that one low and outside for ball one, and the eighth inning is underway. This is pitch 104 for Kaler. Now one in there for a strike call. Now 1-1 on Dane Johnson. Drew Womack and Kip Kruger do up in this inning for Silver Lake. 2-2 game in the eighth inning. Needing extras to decide a regional champion in Sabetha tonight. Next pitch outside, ball two.
Good source just gave me some inside information. We can expect Parker Foley to come in to pitch next.
Okay. Next pitch low and outside, 3-1.
And if it's not Parker, it would be Bennett's, but likely Parker Foley.
Now, three balls, one strike. This is the last batter for Kaler tonight. He has been sensational in this title game. And on 3-1, he just missed outside ball four. So his final batter tonight to lead off the top of the eighth turns into a walk to Dane Johnson. Just a second walk Kaler has given up all night.
Two walks, a hit batter, what, eight strikeouts, seven strikeouts in this game?
Seven strikeouts.
Gave up just, you know, gave up seven hits. I about said just seven hits, but, you know, a lot of those, he worked out of jams, bases loaded chances.
Well, again, we're going to keep it right here to determine the next pitcher for Riverside. We're not swapping pitchers. We're swapping sneakers. What is happening here in the eighth inning? We'll get you the new pitcher, I promise you, here momentarily.
I mean, it's like, they're definitely.
And we got some Riverside players changing cleats behind the mound. Again, we're in the middle of a pitching change here.
Keep in mind, too, you know, Riverside doesn't play on a turf field. And so, you know, this is that they're usually, you know, wearing metal cleats. Some different shoes coming into play, and looks like
We're going to see it here in a minute. It is Parker Foley, yep, as you mentioned.
Got to trust the sources when they come in, and they come through for you.
So Parker Foley with a runner at first, and Dane Johnson here in the top of the eighth with nobody out. A 2-2 game here in this regional final.
But like good media people, we do not disclose our sources.
I don't. I don't know about you. So Kaler's night is done. Tremendous outing, pitching into the eighth inning. 7 strikeouts, couple of walks. Responsible for Johnson at first base. Foley now going to try to pitch out of this eighth inning.
Now tell me, if you're Silver Lake, who else do you want coming into this batter's box? Game on the line type of mentality. Top half of the eighth inning, runner at first base. You want Mr. Womack?
That is probably a yes answer.
Yeah, I'm taking
you're
him.
You're a Silver Lake fan.
I'm taking him 6 days a week and twice on the old Sunday. Going to take off our hooded sweatshirt, too.
I believe the rest of the defensive changes, and correct me if I'm wrong, Hughes now playing at second base, and Kaler has gone to short. Everything has stayed the same. Well, they're making Foley take off his hoodie.
Yep.
Underneath the jersey.
Can't have that.
What if he's chilly?
Well, pitch quicker.
You can wear it all game until you pitch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Distraction.
No, I'm asking a question.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Anything that can be distracting the batter.
Okay.
I'm just curious.
Parker Foley getting his final warm-up tosses for Riverside. We're in the top of the eighth inning. A 2-2 game here between Riverside and Silver Lake. Just carrying you through the pitching change as the first batter Parker Foley is going to face is Drew Womack. He's 1-for-3 in this title game with a single. He has a team-leading 9 home runs. He walked off Perry LeCompton with a 2-run shot in the first-round win last week. Takes a good hack at the first pitch by Foley, and it's fouled back for strike one.
Wind is not nearly as strong as it was earlier. Still blowing it in from left field.
Runner at first is Dane Johnson. Kaler's last at bat was Johnson working a walk. Now Foley steps off. Now some free baseball here tonight with a trip to state on the line. Here's Foley's 0-1. Lifted high in the air. It's going to be in the stands. Watch out, folks.
Ooh. Ooh,
nice dodge there by the man in the turquoise hat.
I think he was trying to catch it.
Well, if that's the case, he did not succeed. And the count, no balls and 2 strikes here on Womack. Nice. Runner at first, nobody out.
You said free baseball, but for the listeners, is it not already free, though?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
That's 100% factual.
Okay.
Just extra.
Extra free.
Extra free baseball here on KNZA. Johnson takes off. The 0-2 is high for a ball. Throw down to second. Not in time. And Johnson's into scoring position with nobody out.
Scoring position, yes. But even more important, out of the double play threat right now.
Nobody out. Go ahead, run at second base here in the top of the eighth inning. Count 1-2 on Drew Womack. Here's Foley's pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the high cheese.
Wow.
Sharp cheddar for out number one.
Very sharp cheddar coming there from Foley. And you went upstairs against Womack. And, again, a kid that can hammer a ball out of the yard, the most efficient hitter at the plate for Silver Lake. You're able to get him down swinging for out number one.
Well, here's Kip Kruger with one down. Johnson at second base. 2-2 game in the eighth. Here's the pitch.
Ooh.
And Foley missing just inside for ball one. Well, Kip Kruger's been productive in this title game. He has scored twice and has been on all 3 times. Hit by a pitch, a single, and a fielder's choice. The 1-0 to him is grounded to the right side. Tough play. Pass the diving Hughes and out into right field. Dane Johnson rounding third. He'll score standing. And in the eighth inning, Silver Lake leads at 3-2.
Bobble from right field. Whistler couldn't field it cleanly. Diving effort by Kaler to try and keep it on the infield, but it squirts into right field. And the fast Dane Johnson from second base scores on the RBI single from Kruger.
That run will be charged to Kaler, and the Eagles have taken a lead here in the eighth, 3-2, still one out. Runner at first is Kruger. How about the freshman coming through in a big spot here in extras?
That young man does not play like a freshman, though. He is an experienced experienced 14, 15-year-old kid.
Here's Kibbe now in the box. First pitch is hit towards center field, dropping in and slicing towards the gap. Hayes took a tough angle on it and still struggling to pick it up. Rounding third is Kruger. He will score with ease, and another RBI this time put together by Kibbe, and the lead now 4-2 here in the eighth.
Just a gapper to right center, bad angle that time from Mason Hayes, and could not keep it cleanly in front of himself and needed help from Whistler.
Now looking around, is that a single and a throwing error or an error in the outfield to allow the
runner
to get to second base?
But if I was scoring that would be a single, and then the bobble by Hayes is how I would look at that. But again, I'm not an official scorer.
I'm not an official anything, but either way, Silver Lake, two runs here in the eighth inning. They lead 4-2, still only one out, and you got Kibbe at second base for Ben Renfro.
The only thing I'm officially got right now is I got a headset on and
a watered-down cola.
That's tea.
Oh, tea.
Yeah.
You would. First pitch high and inside to Ben Renfro for ball one.
I'm not even sure what that's
like
supposed to mean.
I don't know. You seem like a tea kind of guy, I guess.
No, want my caffeine, but not the sugar of the soda.
That's fair. Here's the 1-0. Off speed by Foley outside. Now 2-0. Right now, Silver Lake in control. They have tagged two for a 4-2 lead here in the eighth, and still a chance for more with only one out. And the count's 2-0 right now on Renfro, and he'll hack at this one and foul it away for strike one. Renfro looking for something today in this championship, 0-3 with three strikeouts. A chance to redeem himself with a runner at second base, trying to add to a two-run lead here in the top of the eighth. And a tough go for Foley in relief. Good stab by Hewins, the catcher there, to keep that one in front. And now the count, three balls and one strike, with Monholland in the on-deck circle.
I mean, yeah, Foley came in, and he struck out his first batter he faced in Womack, maybe arguably the most difficult batter to face, but Kruger and Kibbe.
Back-to-back RBI knocks, and the 3-1 just barely missed outside, ball four.
Now, it's finally, you know, coming to fruition. What I talked about at the top of the broadcast for this game was these starters are going to be good, but who gets brought in after that is going to determine this game. I didn't think it was going to take extra innings for that to happen, but you're seeing right now the effectiveness of Hogle in the bottom half of the seventh and the ineffectiveness right now that you're seeing from Foley.
So here's Monholland, who takes one for ball one. He's been productive in this title game with two RBI knocks. He's got two on and one out here in the eighth. His team up 4-2. And that one from Foley up and inside. Two balls, no strikes. And Foley fires and delivers strike number one. Knee-high fastball.
Important pitch there for Foley just to feel confident again, because Monholland's a guy that really, he was everything for Silver Lake for the first four innings.
That one check swing and held up. Pitch was high for ball three. And this is danger time, Jake, here for Riverside. You do not want to get this any larger of a deficit than two. And that pitch is high and away, ball four. Now the bases are loaded with one out.
Back-to-back walks here for Foley. And you see Coach Payton staying in the dugout.
But, again, every base is open. Double play is certainly an opportunity here. Jackson Ross about to check in here. Coach, the Riverside side just starting to let the infield know what they got to do here.
Yeah, you'll see the corners come in. You'll see the middle infielders playing double play depth. Hit to the corners, they'll come home with it. Hit up the middle to try and turn two and get out of the inning.
So Ross takes a fastball called strike number one. You got Kibbe at third, Renfro at second, Monholland at first, Silver Lake. They have scored two here in the eighth. They lead 4-2, still only one out.
Ooh.
And Foley's pitch runs in and hits him. And a free pass and a free ribby has given Silver Lake a 5-2 lead, still with only one out.
That's not what you were drawing up if you were Coach Payton, bringing the corners in and middle infielder double play depth. Foley's kind of looking a lot like I was seeing him at second semifinal game of lack of confidence at the bump.
Well, he fires in a first pitch strike here to Strickland, who now has a big opportunity as well. But three have scored and still a chance for more in the eighth. 5-2 Silver Lake. You got Renfro at third, Monholland at second, Ross at first. Pitch by Foley, swing and a miss there. And no balls, two strikes.
Strickland's still frustrated. He felt like with a quick pitch on him on the first one, he wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, Strickland in this title game, 1-for-3 with a single. That was in his last at bat. Now he puts a charge into this one down the third baseline, and that's in fair territory. Multiple runs are going to score, and it's going to be a two-run double with one out here in the eighth, and it's 7-2 Silver Lake, number 9 in the order coming through.
Right by the glove of third baseman Gavin Schoenfelder, and down the line it went. All over that off-speed pitch from Foley.
Massive knock by number 9 in the order, and Silver Lake blowing it open here in the top of the eighth. It is 7-2. They have scored 5, still 2 in scoring position with one out. And back to the top of the order with Hogle. He took a big-time swing but came up empty.
Top of the eighth inning, and Silver Lake's going to bat around.
What a time to do that. And Foley's next pitch missing outside for ball one. Well, the inning started with a walk. Womack struck out. Then back-to-back RBI singles by Kruger and Kibbe. Now here's a slicer foul behind home plate. 1-2 now on Hogle, batting for a fifth time in this game. Then you had back-to-back walks and then a hit batter with the bases loaded and then Strickland just a moment ago. A two-run double. Now this one's hit out the opposite way towards left field. Bennett, diving, and he makes a sensational catch and gets it back into the dirt quickly. That saved multiple runs.
What an effort.
The one bright spot for the Cyclones here in the eighth.
You love to see the effort from Bennett. What a grab. And standing over there at third base, he was smacking his helmet. It was Ross because he did not try to tag up at all. He was taking off for home, and his coach was telling him, you got to get back on that.
But still, if you're Foley in the Cyclones, you still need one more out. And here's the first pitch swinging. Dane Johnson, a grounder to short. And the throw to first by Kaler in time, retires the side, but Riverside in some trouble. Boy, do they got work to do. Silver Lake, they send 10 to the plate in the top of the eighth inning and score 5. We go to the bottom of the eighth here in Sabetha. Riverside, they got work to do. They trail 7-2.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake, 3 outs away from a return trip to the 3A Baseball State Championship Tournament. After sending 10 to the plate in the top of the 8th and scoring 5, Riverside in a heap of trouble as they are down 7-2 as we go to the bottom of the 8th. And the first pitch, well, that's a good start. Beckham Griffin stands in there, takes one off the shin for a leadoff hit batter.
Well, you're not going to, you asked me in the Sabetha Silver Lake game what Sabetha needed to do, and I said, you're not going to get 5 runs or 4 runs on one swing. You need base runners. Same thing here for Riverside. You need base runners. And first batter up, Beckham Griffin gets the first base.
So Hogle again on the mound in relief. Griffin at first base, nobody out. Here's Bennett. He'll take a called strike.
How about that grab from Bennett for the last half inning?
Absolutely. Sensational defensive diving play. Certainly saved 2 runs. And now this one is hit well out towards left field. Down the line and barely foul. Like Bennett would have loved for that to be about 3 more feet to the right and in fair territory for extra bases. But instead, a long strike number 2.
And it bounced over the fence, so it would have been a ground rule double had it stayed fair.
bottom of the eighth inning here in this regional championship. It is Silver Lake leading 7-2. Riverside, a base runner at first with nobody out. And the 0-2 is inside to Bennett's for ball one. Bennett's in this title game, a ground out. He has reached on a fielder's choice and has another ground out to second. A Griffin at first base. Nobody out here in the eighth. Cyclones, a lot of work to do. This one's hit high in the air. Right side on the infield. Should be easy money for the second baseman, Johnson. He'll make the catch. And there's the first out here in the bottom of the eighth.
Yeah, jammed him. Good pitch there by Hogle. And Bennett couldn't get his hands through quick enough and popped him up. Easy play for out number one.
So Griffin at first, one out. Here's Mason Hayes, 0-for-3 in this title game. Pop out, a strikeout, and a ground out. 7-2 Silver Lake. They sent 10 to the plate in the top of the eighth and plated 5. First pitch called strike here to Hayes. And the Cyclones down to their final two outs. Here's the 0-1. In there for a strike. 0-2 on Mason Hayes. Chase Ewins on deck. Riverside's fantastic season on the brink of elimination. And a ground ball, third base side, but foul. And still 0-2 here on Hayes. Well, with such a battle, if, you know, Kaler was allowed maybe 115 pitches, maybe than 105, we might be talking about a different game here.
Yep, because he pitched so well, but again, that's why in baseball you need 3 to 4 solid pitchers.
Here's an 0-2 and a ground ball playable, but skipping foul. Had a little bit of movement on it, so another 0-2 on the way here to Mason Hayes, but barring an incredible comeback here, what a season it has been for Riverside. Again, Northeast Kansas League Championship, 17-5 on the year, top three seed in the regional. But it might be coming to an end here in a matter of moments. They got two outs to spare, and that 0-2 is inside to Hayes for ball one.
Silver Lake's able to, again, you talk about Kruger pitching in the semis, Johnson pitching then and now, and Hogle. Pretty good trio.
And a 1-2 fouled away. Pretty lengthy battle here. The count still at 1-2 on Mason Hayes with Griffin at first after taking one off the shoe to begin this inning.
Yeah, sixth pitch will be a bat up coming here.
Silver Lake trying to shut the door. Here's the pitch. It's another foul off.
Just getting a piece and staying alive, doing everything he can, Mason Hayes.
Hayes does not want to leave the box with the count not 1-2.
Yeah. Why would you?
Hogle out of the stretch. Not much of a lead at first base for Griffin. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. And down goes Hayes on an off speed. First strikeout in relief for Hogle. And it's down. The final opportunity maybe here for Riverside with Chase Ewins. He is 0-for-2 in this title game with a walk and a couple of lineouts. Griffin at first, two down here in the eighth, 7-2 Silver Lake. First pitch a little bit high for ball one.
Ewan started the rally in the bottom of the seventh by leading it off with a walk. That's when Riverside just stranded the bases loaded, sent us to extras.
And a swing and a foul off here by Chase Ewins, one ball and one strike. Well, the Cyclones again down to their final out, trailing 7-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning here in Sabetha, Silver Lake. Trying to make a return trip to the state tournament next week. The 1-1. Low and inside from Hogle. And it's two balls and one strike. And last year, Silver Lake won 21 games. They went 15-5 in league play. Jeff West, the league champs a year ago. Sabetha won it this year. But of course, Silver Lake about to make a return trip to state. Still needing this final out with the count. Two balls and two strikes on Ewins.
Speaking of Jeff West, to the last known, it was...
Now they were putting a hammer down on Moore Hill last we checked.
11-0 in the third.
And Jeff West appears to be on their way to another state tournament. That one runs inside and hits Ewins kind of on the left hip. It's helped up by the umpire. And the game continues. Two on and two out for Schoenfelder.
Well, again... But the only thing that Hogle hasn't done very well at on the bump, he's hit two batters. Other than that, he's been very effective. Brings up the big man.
Here's Gavin Schoenfelder, two on and two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. Cyclones, again, still a lot of work to do, trailing at 7-2. First pitch by Hogel is in there for strike one.
And just the arm angle from a lefty to a right-handed batter. You've seen it time and time again with these Riverside batters against Hogel. They think that's going to be a ball low and inside and catches the corner.
Schoenfelder 0 for 3 today, and he takes a good swing but misses that one quickly, 0-2. And down to the final strike are the Cyclones. Bottom of the eighth inning, 7-2 Silver Lake, two on and two outs. Hogel sets. Runners take off. Here's the pitch, high for a ball. Now a fake throw down to second. Both runners advance. Mulholland said not worried about it.
Yep, neither one of these runners really, I mean, again, your focus is the batter right now. You're chasing outs if you're Silver Lake.
The runners at second and third, two outs. A 1-2 pitch on the way here. Swing and a miss, and that'll do it. Schoenfelder slamming the bat in frustration as the Riverside baseball season has come to a close, and for a second consecutive year in the Big East, Silver Lake onto the Class 3A baseball championship tournament. What a day of baseball we have seen here in Sabetha with the Eagles marching on. It took extras here in the championship. Eight innings deep, final score, Silver Lake 7, Riverside 2. We'll wrap it up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Synex offers a complete energy solution, advanced premium diesel for power, high-performing lubricants for protection, and reliable propane for comfort. Whether you're on the road, in the field, or at home, Synex provides energy built to perform. With innovative premium diesel fuels, advanced lubricants, and clean-burning propane, Synex-branded products are engineered to deliver maximum efficiency, reliable performance, and peace of mind season after season. It's more than energy. It's the power that keeps your world moving forward.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Silver Lake baseball team back to state as they win the regional title here in Sabetha tonight. And a final score in the championship game over Riverside. It took eight innings, but they scored five in that top of the eighth inning, a 7-2 win over Riverside here in Sabetha. Back one final time, Jake, Bobby in studio, Brandon with you. We'll kind of talk about it maybe before we close the broadcast, kind of inching towards tomorrow with possible softball broadcast,
yeah,
mixed in with a little bit of baseball, but we'll dive into that here momentarily. But here today in Sabetha, three games, one winner moving on next week, and for a second consecutive year out of the Big East, Silver Lake back to the state tournament. They were one and done a year ago, losing to Heston in the opening round. They'll get a crack at it again, defeating Sabetha in the semifinals 5-1 earlier, and then a 7-2 eight-inning win over Riverside here in the championship.
I just think, again, it goes back to the depth of pitching by the Silver Lake Eagles team. It proved to be the difference. When you could have Kipton Kruger go as long as he did throughout that first semifinal game against Sabetha, and then Dane Johnson come in, close the door with 15 pitches, he then goes the distance in this championship game, and then the ability for Hogel to come in and slam the door shut. I mean, one pitch, one swing, and one out with the bases loaded in the bottom of the seventh. With if you make, you know, again, you have a wild pitch, if you hit a batter, anything else that happens, he fires one right down Broadway and a liner back out of the center field to finish that. That was a huge pitch and a huge spot to be in, and he came through. And that just shows you the trust from his Eagle coaching staff in him. And he's their emotional leader. You can just tell from all the way up here in the box. Pitching depth is so important, and Silver Lake's got that. That's why they're going back to the state tournament once again.
Silver Lake scored the first run in the second inning. They got an RBI single from Dom Mulholland, and then Riverside came back with two runs in the third inning themselves to take a 2-1 lead. They got RBIs, or an RBI in that inning from Kobe Kaler, and then the second run was scored on a throwing error. And we stayed 2-1 up until the top of the fourth inning, in which Silver Lake was able to tie it in that inning as they got an RBI single from Monholland. So, again, responsible Tom Monholland with a couple of RBI singles early. So we stayed 2-2 all the way through it. And then ultimately both teams, certainly some opportunities in the later innings. But once we got to the eighth inning, Kobe Kaler for Riverside hit the pitch count, had to be taken out of the game, although he did start the eighth inning. And then again, the depth, you talked about it, as Parker Foley had to come in relief, and it unwinded from there with back-to-back RBI singles by Kruber and Kibbe, back-to-back walks, and then a hit batter with the bases loaded. And the certain back blow was the two RBI double by Strickland at that point to cap off a 5-run eighth inning for Silver Lake in a 7-2 victory.
Silver Lake scored 5 runs in the game against Sabatha. 7 innings of work. Here against Riverside, they score 5 in the eighth inning. But again, it all goes back to your preparation, opportunity, and do you take advantage of it? Silver Lake did take advantage of their opportunity in the top of the eighth. Riverside did not take advantage of their opportunity in the bottom of the seventh. That's a big difference of this right now. It's a great season for Riverside. They got a very senior-heavy team. It was that way in all sports this year for the boys of Riverside, or football or basketball. This was a good calendar school year for them, a historic one at that for the boys' programs. But all of them came just short of going to a state tournament, whether it was in the playoffs in football and basketball, and now here in baseball as well.
All right, so our coverage is going to continue tomorrow. We're kind of trying to figure some things out on the fly. Hopefully the fans, listeners, communities understand. Working on the fly, pretty quick turnaround from tonight to tomorrow. We got some softball lined up potentially across some of the networks. Of course, the Frankfurt Baseball Regional today was moved to tomorrow. We were planning on having that on the air today on 92.1. Obviously, that moving to tomorrow threw a little wrench into some things. Believe we're still going to have that coverage from Frankfurt. And then, obviously, still we got a lot of local teams, softball-wise, in action tomorrow, who's going to be competing and hosting with opportunities to go to state as well.
Yeah, so, again, initially, our hope is to be able to do that Frankfurt Regional baseball-wise. It starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow with the D-West JCN game. Initially, that was going to be on KNZA, followed by Frankfurt Omega on 92.1 KMZA. And then depending upon who was still around, was going to determine what station that was going to be on. Well, with that being not played today, being played tomorrow, that has an effect on the softball, which we expected to have softball coverage.
Is that start time still at 2 o'clock
tomorrow? Yeah, it is 2 o'clock tomorrow for that one. And so there is still that up in the air with it on how that's going to really shape out for us at this point in time.
We plan to finalize it, hash it out here later on in the evening once all the finals are in, and obviously we'll update tomorrow throughout sports and on the air about the Wednesday schedule between baseball and softball.
Yeah, because softball, right, as we know where it stands right now, you got Riverside, Nemaha Central, Oskaloosa, Jeff West, all at the Riverside Softball Regional Semis.
That's a good foursome.
That begins at 3 o'clock. On the bottom side of that bracket, you've got Perry Lecompton, Silver Lake. Riley County upsets Centralia tonight, 7-4, and so Riley County will take on Hiawatha. That's at the Silver Lake Softball Regional tomorrow at 3 o'clock as well. So two particular ones that we're looking at. There's also the 2-1A one that we're going to look at that's got a couple local schools with it as well. Those schools are Jackson Heights, Onega, and McLeod.
They're at Mission Valley.
And that's the Mission Valley Softball Regionals. So all those softball regionals begin at 3 o'clock tomorrow. Baseball is at 2 o'clock tomorrow. You'll just have to rely on MSCSports.net and our social media pages to know where coverage will be on for what.
It's going to be fun. It's going to turn around quick, but we do plan on having more coverage coming your way tomorrow across the networks. But again, fantastic afternoon here in Sabetha. Silver Lake winning this regional tournament following a 5-1 win over number 2 ranked Sabetha in the semifinals. It took 8 innings, but a 7-2 win over the Riverside Cyclones, and that wraps us up here today. So, of course, Silver Lake out to state next week. Still waiting for the site to be finalized,
yeah,
whether it's MHK or Lawrence, Kansas, but
that'll be determined
before we go.
Yeah, that'll be determined based off whether or not KU is hosting regional baseball. But how about it? On 93.7, it just went final. A walk-off grand slam.
Oh.
Jeff West run rules Moorhill Mounts Academy 18-0.
Yikes.
But a walk-off grand slam to send it. That's pretty cool.
So Jeff West also back into the state tournament. Silver Lake will join. So the Big East once again, 25% of the state tournament.
Ayo.
It's in Class 3A. Expecting more locals to get there between baseball and softball tomorrow. Until then, keep it locked. MSCSports.net. We'll be updating you all throughout the morning tomorrow with our planned broadcast schedule between baseball and softball as those regionals continue and close out tomorrow. Let's get you the final tallies and get you out of here with Silver Lake 7-2 win over Riverside in 8 innings. As Silver Lake will be on to state with a record of 16-11. Tonight, 7 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. They left 7 on base. As they get the win here tonight, Riverside, their season ends a record of 17-6. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors, and they left 8 on base. Dane Johnson, the winning pitcher, going 6 2/3 for Silver Lake with 2 walks and a couple of strikeouts. Until tomorrow, for Jake, Bobby, I'm Brandon. Thanks for listening. And tune in tomorrow for more baseball and softball coverage here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.